Good morning. It's good to see everybody is still awake and still ready to go. This morning I want to speak to you very briefly on the subject of letting your faith grow. Letting your faith become a faith that impacts you to the point that you make a difference in this world. Because you see, that's a part of what we are to be and to do in this world, and that's to make a difference. And in order to do that, we have to be sold out to Jesus Christ. And in the process of being sold out to Jesus Christ, then we're able to grow in our faith and our strength as we walk in faithful obedience to Him. And that's a big part of our Christian experience is walking in faith and obedience to Christ in order that we might grow and be what God wants us to be. And I want you to look with me, if you would, at the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. I just want to call one verse to your attention here. It's the third verse, and it reads like this. It says, "We ought always to give thanks to God for you, brethren, as is only fitting, because your faith is greatly enlarged," or is quickly growing, if you will, "and the love of each one of you toward one another grows even greater." Shall we pray? Our gracious Father, teach us to grow in you, and to not be a hindrance to what you want to do in our lives. Father, teach us to grow in you in a way that we would not be a hindrance in this life at all, but instead we would be a people who so passionately follows after you that we would make an impact. And Father, leave our footprint encircled by yours. So Lord, help us to honor you in all that we say and in all that we do, and we'll give you praise, for it's in your awesome name we pray. Amen. In order for us to really become all that God wants to be, it begins in a moment of faith. And you know, it isn't the size of our faith that is the great thing here, but it's the quality of our faith. If our faith is great, not immense, but if our faith is pure, if our faith is guided by the love of God and by a genuine entrance into life, God responds and He blesses us in many, many powerful ways. When Jesus was here on the earth, as He was walking and doing His teaching and that kind of thing, He admired and greatly honored people who had a good, solid faith. And you will remember there was the circumstance where the woman had come to Jesus because her daughter was close to death. She was very, very sick. And Jesus said, "No big deal, I'll come and heal her." And she said, "Oh, but you don't need to come. You just speak the word, and she'll live." And it says, and Jesus was amazed at her faith. And from that hour on, her daughter was whole. You know, it isn't the size of her faith, but it's the quality that God honored and blessed. And it's the same way with you and I. It isn't how much faith we have, but instead, it is just the passion and the love that is placed in our faith towards God that makes the difference. Jesus, on the other hand, was displeased when people lacked faith. In fact, you can remember the situation where the boys are out on the boat and Jesus is asleep in the bow of the boat. It's been a tough day. It's just been ministry after ministry after ministry, and he was tired. And so he said, let's go over to the other side, and we'll rest over there. And on the way, a storm arose. And the disciples wake him up, and they basically say to him, look, don't you care? We're dying. We're about to perish here, and where are you? You're asleep in the boat. And Jesus stands up. And he rebukes the wind, and it stops and becomes calm. And then he looks at his disciples, and he says, oh, you of little faith. And the wording there is actually not small, but it's inferior. Oh, you of inferior faith. Have I been with you this long, and you've not seen what I am about? Nothing is going to happen until the moment when God declares that it would. And so Jesus rebuked his disciples when their faith was weak. And the Lord will help us to develop a great, pure faith if we will just walk in obedience to him and to his word. Have a great faith. Not a great amount, a great faith, a passionate faith in Christ. The second thing is, if we are to really grow, we need to have a reliable faith. A reliable faith. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, is a declaration by the Apostle Paul. And he knows that he is ready to die. He knows that he is ready to have his life ended. And in his closing moments, he says, I have kept the faith. I know what's going to happen. I know how serious this thing of the end of my life is. But my confidence is in Christ. My confidence is in God. Because I have kept the faith. As we approach that moment, are we going to be able to boldly make that kind of a statement? Are we reliably keeping the faith? Can we be relied upon to do that which is honorable before God? To do that which is right before God? And to be a person of impact in this world. You know, the Apostle Paul had experienced a lot of hardships during his lifetime. A lot of times when he could have just thrown up his hands and said, you know what, I'm sick of this. I'm done with this. And gone off in the corner and pouted. Or attacked. But he didn't do that. He kept the faith in Christ. We keep the faith if we keep it day by day by day by day and fulfill what God has called us to do in this journey. And consequently, like Paul, we will be assured of a moment when we will have a crown of righteousness given to us. When we enter the kingdom. An amazing, amazing privilege. Have great faith, pure faith. Have reliable faith. Be able to be counted on by God, no matter what. And then the third thing is, have an obedient faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, we read what many Bible scholars call the Hall of Faith. You know, there's all of these Old Testament saints that are listed there, and it just kind of washes over into the New Testament. But it's mostly a declaration of Old Testament saints who, by faith, were able to do amazing, amazing things. And in that 11th chapter, I believe, and I'd have to refresh myself on this, but I believe there are about 13 verses that begin with the two words, by faith. By faith. And in the process of this, what we are being reminded of is the fact that not only is our entrance into eternal life and into Christ by faith, but then our life living onward must be by faith as well. And that faith grows and becomes stronger and stronger when we obey the Lord. And we do those things that we know that the Lord has called us to do. And we do it with a great passion for Christ. We need to have obedient faith. And God's promise to those who follow His instruction is this: I will guide you. I will guide you with my own eye. God will guide your steps, and He will guard your stumblings. He is faithful. And then finally, we need to have a kind of a faith that is a working faith. Now, I'm not saying we are saved by works. So don't anybody misinterpret me. We are saved by faith. But works are a natural part of what comes along in our faith. James says it this way: even so faith, if it has not works, is dead. It's not a real faith. Now, what are the works? Oh, we've got to build bigger churches. No, that's not the works. The works are sharing our faith in Christ, being faithful to obey Him no matter what, reading the Word of God, praying, interceding for others, all of those things that are going to make an impact and make a difference in the world. That's what working is. But many Christians are, they're not willing to throw themselves into the work of the Lord. They just want to throw themselves in the pew and not throw themselves into the world and make a difference for Christ. And James says, if we have that kind of faith that doesn't really impact in some fashion this world, then our faith is dead. Or if our faith is selfish, it's always, God, give me. When we're all about us, then our faith is dead. And so it becomes important that we have a growing faith. And in order to have our faith growing, we must have a working faith, a faith that pushes on. Christians must be ready to help the needy. Christians must be ready to comfort the lonely. Christians must be ready to share Christ with those who are lost. Christians must be ready to always not interfere, but interject Christ and His principles into the lives of those that they come in contact with. Remember what Jesus said when it comes to our judgment. He says that our judgment is going to be based on whether or not when He was sick, if we visited Him. Or if He was hungry, did we feed Him? If He was aching, did we comfort Him? Did we do these simple things to lighten His load? And the disciples, as He was talking with them about that, they're going, when did we see this? When did we see you like this? And Jesus said, if you haven't done it to the least of these, my brethren, you haven't done it to me. The imprisoned, the widows, the orphans, those who are genuinely in need, our faith must be a working faith to help to ease their passage through this life. If we work our faith that way, God will bless us with His eternal presence. Let's stand. I'm going to encourage you this week to reach out in your faith to someone who's really in need. Don't make your life all about you, but instead reach out to someone else. Perhaps there's someone you know who is discouraged. Encourage them. Perhaps you know someone who has a need that you can meet. Meet that need. And then don't put a sign in the front yard saying, "I did this." All right? Do it quietly. Do it privately. Perhaps there's someone you know who's lost. Just tell them what Jesus has done for you. And watch how God uses that. But take your faith this week and go out and impact somebody's life for good. So I challenge you to do that. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this time that you've given us to be together here today. Father, we thank you for your love, for your passion for us, and for your compassion towards us. And Lord, I pray that you would so touch our hearts this week, and that you would lay upon us an individual that just needs a helping hand. And then, Father, you'll use us to be that hand. And so, Lord, please help us to live out our faith in a way that makes a huge difference in someone's life. It may be a small thing, but it might have a huge impact. And so, Lord, let us reach out. And we'll give you thanks for the way that we see you move in not just our life, but in the lives of others as well. We love you. We thank you for bringing us together here in this moment. For it's in your awesome and holy name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for being here. God bless you. Have a great week in Jesus.